Okay, I'm pushing record again. Maybe this will work. Okay, it's recording now. Here we go. This is the second John Matson movie commentary podcast thingamabob, and we'll think of a better title later. Today, it's Pretty in Pink. So everybody get your Pretty in Pink DVDs out and have it on scene selection. Scene one, ready to go. On three, we're going to start the movie. One, two, three, go! And starting,
yes.
Oh, Paramount Picture, okay.
Excellent.
And wonderful, wonderful times, because today I'm with some wonderful ladies.
That's right.
I'm John Matson, as usual, and who are you people?
Girl, introduce yourself.
Okay. Monica Merrill.
Hmm. Also known as Girl.
Also known as Girl.
My big sister Girl. This is Maria Merrill.
And who are you?
I'm... What? I said my name.
The amazing.
Okay, fine.
Well, I'm your girlfriend?
Mara. Yes, you're my
I'm
girlfriend.
I'm John's girlfriend. John's my boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. I love it.
I mentioned her last time. You know, maybe she can come in for some of these.
P.S.
Maybe.
I don't flip when John says Italian. I find it endearing.
You guys are
now
missing the iconic street sweeper.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Back.
That shows they're on the rough side of town, obviously, because they get their street
yes.
suite.
Oh,
you know, the rich people, they clean up after themselves, I guess. I don't know. Okay, so anyway, this is a favorite movie of all of ours because we watched it all together that one time. How many years ago? Wasn't it like 2 years ago?
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah, yeah.
2 years ago?
Yes, girl, it was.
Oh my gosh, how time flies.
It was.
Yeah, I remember, I think I got the fish and chips there. At Ruby's Theater, which is really awesome because, you know, you get the food and you take it into the theater and they have a little bench where you can eat it. But then it's a theater, so you can't see yourself eating the food. And so you get your hand and all your food and it's gross and you don't know what's going on.
Dirty mess. I think we
Spader.
Got the cheese bread there, too.
Anyway. Oh, James Spader.
Yes.
My favorite person in the whole world. James Spader.
I love him in Bleagle, Boston Legal, for those who aren't up to the jargon.
Okay. By the way, right now we have the settings on, since you probably can't really hear the movie very well with us yapping over it, I would put the subtitles on, which we have on our little, DVD thing right now. And also, yeah, you could also listen to the director's commentary while you're listening to our commentary if you want. But that might be really confusing.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that.
You
ours
need to focus
is
on
a
ours.
Lot more awesome. Mm-hmm.
I listened to the director's commentary of this movie, like, last week.
I listened
last
to part
week?
Of it.
Did you really?
Yeah. Part of it, just the beginning.
Last
then.
Week, girl?
Not last week. Because I bought this movie. No, I got it as a gift, actually, this last Christmas. And, so...
and it's the new version, right?
Yes.
Oh, speaking
yes.
of, I forgot to do something. I'll be back in a sec.
Did I
you
get
guys
that
talk.
To you? I can't remember.
No, Justin got it for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
But I have always loved this movie.
Okay, do you think, you know, with her whole, you know, making of the clothes and such, I mean, I understand the 80s, you know, the clothing style, you know, it's known to be a little out there. Mm-hmm. But do you think even back in the day that Andy's style was considered out there, or do you think she was, like, rad? Do you think it was like, that girl is awesome?
Well,
or
I think that... John Hughes may have tried
extreme.
To make her seem extreme, but this was like Madonna time.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
the
yeah.
thing is, I mean, kind of a lot of the stuff she's wearing, and the director made this comment, and I'll make this comment too, but I'm a guy and he's a guy. I don't think either of us have any idea what we're talking about. But like watching the movie now, like Andy's stuff is a little bit more kind of timeless. She could wear it like at any time, any genre. And she probably would have been made fun of at the time because people would look at all these other 80s people and like, look, they know what's going on, but she doesn't.
Mm.
But now, 20 years later, she's the only one who kind of looks normal.
Yeah,
you know?
Kind of.
Hmm.
But, oh, Ducky. Love Ducky.
Thing.
By the way, we just
the
saw
Christ
Blaine.
Christ figure of the movie.
You know, we just saw Blaine.
Right.
How could you ever trust a boy named Blaine?
Well, that's a Richie Rich name.
I guess.
Think. I only knew one Blaine in my life. And he was extremely effeminate, if I remember
was
right.
Was he rich?
No, I don't think so. He certainly didn't dress rich. I don't remember.
Now, with the contrast of Ducky, John, see? Now, Ducky's kind of out there with the styles as well, and I don't know if he'd get away. Like, you know, look at him. Look at what he's acting. Like,
kind of a poser.
Are we supposed to take him serious?
Yeah, I know. It's a little the thing is, I mean, you could pass off the hat, you can pass off the bolo, you can pass off the jacket,
the
you can
bolo.
You can pass off the vest, but you can't pass it all off at the same time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's I guess true. They did kind of overdo it with him.
You know, I love how he still hits on other girls even though he's in love with Andy.
Yeah.
It kind of helps the fact that he doesn't actually get Andy, if I'm giving too much away.
Yeah.
Nah, everyone's seen this movie, right?
Way better.
I had those glasses, 1993.
Yeah, you did.
Her hair looks like George Washington here, I think. That's good. I love, they only have one F word in the movie, but that one didn't count. We all know what
she
said.
Do they
have
it somewhere else? Or that's the only one?
No. That didn't count. The one we just saw didn't count.
Oh, okay. I don't even remember where
the screensaver came on. I hope it didn't screw up the recording. Can you still hear us, internet?
Why did all the high school students in the 80s look like they were 40? Come on. I mean, for real.
And
look, their teacher looks younger than they really are. Like, those blonde chicks. Look at her. She looks like she's 45.
They do look pretty.
Should I look her up? Let me look
her
up.
Now, Molly Ringwald was actually... She was the right age, right?
She was the right age in 16 Candles.
But she's too... I mean, she's... And how old
was,
is she here?
This was like 3 or 4 years later, so she probably was about... She may have been almost 20 right now.
Okay. Because this was what, in 86?
What does the thing say? Oh, by the way, before we forget, I got these out. That's what I ran out and grabbed. 86. Very good. Very good, Maria.
How'd you know that?
That's why you're my girlfriend. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got the Everything's Ducky edition. That's what we're watching. The Everything's Ducky edition.
Everything's Ducky.
Of this movie, Pretty in Pink. And
look how little he looks. Look at that baby face.
Now, this is what I want to say, okay? It's kind of sparkly and everything, but doesn't this cover just absolutely suck?
It's like,
it's the special edition. Yeah. And so they had to get a new photo and everything. And I got the CD out. This is the original, you know, poster. Mm-hmm. And where everybody's in black and white.
Except
for her
mm-hmm.
80s blouse thing.
Right.
And it looks really cool. You know, it's obviously taken. It's like the official promo picture of the movie. And then the picture for the Everything's Ducky edition.
Lame.
So I miss Spader saying you're a bitch? I think I did.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't like her there. I don't think those glasses work. She needs to at least push them up on her face.
But Andy doesn't care.
I really don't like when people wear their glasses. Okay, yeah, but she has a right to not care, but I have a right to make fun of her.
That's true.
Now this looks so blocked.
Yeah.
The way they're okay. Now skateboarders, you go. Okay, now you go.
All right.
It's kind of funny.
I love Annie Potts. I thought she did such a good job.
Yeah, she did.
You know, as ridiculous as her character is, I think she pulled it off.
Which
I would never think. I mean, Annie Potts. What you see her in this, and then Designing Women, and that's it.
Yeah.
She's in Ghostbusters.
Meh.
Oh, really?
Oh, you're not a fan of Ghostbusters, huh?
No, I like Ghostbusters. I'm just saying.
I'm not a big fan of Ghostbusters.
You're weird.
She should have been in way more stuff back then.
I love her.
Okay, I gotta look up how old... What's her name? What's the snobby girl's name in this movie?
Oh, gosh.
Search snobby girl / pretty in pink / 45-year-old.
Yeah, we'll see how old she is. Jenna? No, her name's not Jenna. Is it Kate?
Okay, how about this debate, my friends?
Mm-hmm.
The whole, you have to go.
Oh, I know.
No, that's ridiculous. I think everyone agrees. I don't know. At least I think it's ridiculous.
No more therapy
but
needed
they have
because
to put
I did
it,
not attend mine.
They have to put it in the movie, though, because...
Well, I think... Yeah. I know. I don't understand. I think in the 80s it was a bigger deal
maybe
than it was in the
why.
90s
yeah.
when, and, you know, because I can't say now because maybe it's a big deal again, but, you know, when we were in high school, that was back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Except for, wait, when did you graduate?
2001.
Uh-huh.
But technically, I was gone before I really was supposed to be graduated.
Right.
Technically, my last year in high school was in the 90s.
Well, yeah, but you would have been going to the prom in 2000, 2001.
Sure.
If you chose to go to prom, obviously, I don't know, there might be some steep-seated thing with you that the reason you went to college early is because you were just like Andy and you were nervous about the prom.
Bingo!
And so...
You got it,
babe.
Okay, and what's up with the porno, if you know, music going on?
This music.
Porno music!
I guess it's not really porno. I don't know. It's got the whole little
it's
jazzy
soft
sax.
It's softcore.
Yeah. It is kind of strange, yeah. But, I don't know. It was the 80s.
Okay, but...
Tracks, what do you want?
It's kind of funny that she totally digs him already.
I'm telling you, I love her.
Tyrone.
You blow.
now we're just enjoying it. We're gonna enjoy all of Annie Potts stuff.
Yeah, totally.
But Andy totally digs him right from the beginning. It's not one of those teenage movies where, oh my gosh, he's such a dork and I will never date him in a million billion years, not if we were the last two people in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
well,
you
can
know,
you
the
imagine
term...
this dude being cast for a teen movie today as being the hunk? Like, he is just the most unlikely
This
cast.
Is a very good observation, girl. I think the degree of, I don't know, the expected hotness.
Yeah, it's just,
has
it, like,
risen.
You compare it to now, and it's totally different. Like, yeah. But then, I mean, Molly Ringwald, too. She was always the unlikely heroine.
It doesn't say
okay,
Kate's
what's
name.
Up with this? It's almost like she's, like, being really mean to him. Like, that whole little American Express, MasterCard. Like,
girl,
and, you know, her little smirk.
She obviously likes him. Oh, Annie Potts said it's Walter Mondale. I've always wondered, is that just a joke, or is she really dating Walter Mondale? Did she just throw that in?
I don't know.
He carried Minnesota.
I don't know, but I don't like that. I don't like the little smirky smirk she's doing.
I love it.
Is that supposed to be cute? Is that supposed to, like, make him want her or something? I don't know.
Well, see, girl, at this point, she's like, I like him, but I'm not supposed to like him because he's rich.
Well, let me tell you, I'm so used to Molly Ringwald now. I've, you know, spent my youth completely in love with Molly Ringwald. That's one of my favorite looks. Just one of my favorite things that she does, like, in movies.
That explains so much about
our
relationship.
Is that smirk?
That's the way she just...
The detest.
It's the crusty, yeah.
Like in Breakfast Club, where she constantly does it? Like,
no, not so much in Breakfast Club.
Not so much.
What she just did, I wish we could rewind it. Unfortunately, we totally can't rewind it.
No, it's the little, like, pouting her lips, but not totally, and, like, the squinting and almost shaking her head at the same time. It's very slight, though, but...
Maybe we'll
hey,
see
guess who
it
the guy
again.
On the left is?
That's Zappa.
It's Dweezil Zappa.
Yeah.
Good. Job.
And that chick died. She got mugged and killed.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, like before the movie was finished. And in the credits, it's dedicated to her.
That's awful.
Yeah. Do
the
we not know
film
that?
Is dedicated
yeah.
to her?
Hey, what do we do with that trivia sheet?
I did not know that. Is it sitting on the printer? We only printed it 10 times.
I know. We'll have to go grab the trivia sheet, even though I have it right here. And it's not much trivia for this movie. But no, one thing that
That's
I do
so
know.
Sad.
That
also,
is sad.
The band in this scene... I keep looking back at you. I wonder if the mic picks me up when I'm going like this. It's probably all...
I don't know.
I'm not going to look back at you anymore. I'll look back at you later.
I like it when you look at me.
Oh, please.
Let's try not Here. To make the podcast like that. No, but the band that was just playing, I guess they're like a favorite band of Molly Ringwald or the director or John Hughes or something. I keep saying the director because no one really knows who he is. But, you know, and in the director's commentary, he was talking about, you know, how he's, like, one of their favorite bands, blah, blah, blah. But guess who's not on the soundtrack? That lame song we were just hearing.
Well, they made
That's
it
That's a pretty
in
dated song.
Yeah.
Although I'm kind of liking it a little bit more the more I see it.
Hmm.
By the way, speaking of the more I see this movie, the next movie I want to do is Some Kind of Wonderful, so probably we'll do that next week, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I love that movie.
So maybe we can all get together next week.
Sure.
I don't know if I want to make this a permanent thing, because, you know, we are going to be doing Star Trek and stuff. And so, you know, you girls don't have to come for that.
Which isn't nearly as cool as Pretty
in Pink. Or being uninvited.
Plus, you know, it'd be great. I mean, we can have, like, different, you know. I'm thinking about having different people come along. I mean, you know,
like not having everyone who's totally in love with Star Wars commentate on
Star Trek. See Star Trek. See.
Oh, that's Star Trek?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I love Star Trek.
Oh, okay, fine. No, we can do Star Wars too. No, no, no. But next week is Some Kind of Wonderful, and way back in the day in college, we all know how Pretty in Pink and Some Kind of Wonderful. They're like the same movie, right? They kind of came out they came out like a year from apart from each other. Same writer, same director for both of them.
I've never pretty connected the two. I mean, I realize that it's the same writer and everything, but me personally, I feel like they're two totally separate movies.
Okay,
but
you
I can see your point.
Would have enjoyed the experience that I had in college. Oh, by the way, I think this is really funny. This scene, Ducky is pretty much fast-forwarding through the soundtrack of
the
movie.
Right, right, right.
This is just horrible. This tape is horrible. And it's the soundtrack to the movie, pretty much. Just pretty much talking about how horrible the music of today is, of then was, of 1980s. And I always relate to this because Ducky obviously he's into 60s music and 70s soul and stuff like that because he sings that thing. And I always thought of myself, you know, growing up in the 90s and 2000s, I was this 80s freak. So I was kind of like Ducky in that I hated everything now, but then Ducky hated everything in the 80s that I loved. So anyway, of course that's Spader's house, but no, in college, my friends and I had a Pretty in Pink, Some Kind of Wonderful compare contrast festival where we advertised on campus. We put flyers out.
This is the most awkward scene ever.
Oh, it totally is. That we were going to be doing it. And we watched both of them and we saw, what class is this?
This is so hilarious.
No, this is hilarious. I have to talk about this now.
But see, okay, John, last time we watched Pretty in Pink, I remember, okay, it'll come up. The part will come up where it's the end of the scene. It just ends like so abruptly. It just ends. Like they stand up.
Ducky. Remember those shirts we saw in New York that say I love Ducky, but Ducky was spelled wrong? That pissed me off.
Yeah.
It's D-U-C-K-I-E. It's obvious
That's
in this
scene.
That's
why you gotta go make your own shirt.
I know.
They had a Y on the shirt.
I love that shirt. I heart Ducky.
You know how I am? That's a great picture of Molly Ringwald. I love it.
Wasn't it the picture of her yesterday? She's wearing the same hat. Look at that.
Oh, stalker. He obviously has a spy cam, like, that he got in the back of Boy's
I'm
life.
I'm kidding.
Do you know who you are? Great effects.
I was about to say, like, they would even know how to handle that type of, you know, little chat scenario.
Okay, but this is the funniest thing in the world.
Really okay, good school, okay.
And he's just right there, huh? And they...
But watch this. Watch how it ends.
I know.
Like, you want something to happen, but then...
But what did the subtitle say? Hey?
John Hughes is like, cut!
Okay. And the scene ends. They're just staring at
each
other.
Yeah. Anyway.
I know. That is funny.
That's totally lame.
Anyway, no one came to our Pretty in Pink Compare Contrast Fest.
Oh!
Some guy... My roommate said he saw some guy, like, see the flyer and take out a pen and paper to write down our address, but then changed his mind and walked away.
Oh, dang it. You lost him.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this scene, too. I think it's very poignant. Heart. Touching. But mainly I love it because Ducky's wearing those ridiculous shorts that they'll show again.
Those are great glasses, though. I want glasses like that. There we go. Chapter remain. That's what we want. A girl? All this time, Ducky thought Andy's dad was a homosexual. So, girls, what do you think of Ducky wearing his hat in that fashion? With his bouffant sticking out the front?
Oh, well, hate it. But
I don't approve.
That kind of... is part of his character.
That's coming back. Remember that kid that we saw at the Blaze game with the cap and the hair? And
I would hardly call that kid that we saw at the Blaze game.
You saw a kid with Ducky style at the game?
Yeah.
Gosh.
I mean, it was an arena football game, and so, you know. Oh, you all right, babe?
I'm
the
okay.
Coughing fit, the consumption is starting.
I'm sorry.
So, well, isn't it kind of interesting that Ducky is... ready to marry Andy, but also unwilling to finish high school.
Wow.
Well, and yeah. unwilling to tell Andy. He tells her father first.
Hey, bros.
His bouffant is like...
Is he wearing a little press thing in his head?
But it bounces at the same time.
Does that little thing in his hat say press? It looks like one of those
old 30s
style.
Oh hey, sweetheart. That type of thing.
Her hair was so short.
Oh, dreamy.
And so red. Hiya.
Hiya. Okay, this is my favorite. You know how they always talk about in movies how they totally improvised scenes? And
yeah.
how like natural the dialogue? I'm pretty sure this was improvised. And it sucks. It just absolutely horrible. Like, especially what Blaine says here. I'm coming up. A little less political. Keep grasping, Blaine. Madonna, that's awfully deep. What's he talking about?
You know what? It must have been improvised. I've never thought about
that's
that.
That's awfully deep. Okay, 86 Madonna, what's going on? Like a Virgin's been out for a couple of years. Like a Prayer's not out yet. Like a Prayer's a couple of years from now. So how is anything deep?
He probably just heard
changed his
life. He just
heard
Material Girl. And he's like, that is so us.
Yeah.
We're rich. We're into stuff.
Look at those pants. Those pants are hideous.
Yeah, I know. They're so
hideous.
Bad.
Her sweater's okay. The embellishments on there and the flowers are a little much, but it's okay.
I think, like, Molly Ringwald in the special feature, she says that she still has that sweater.
Nice.
Or something funny like that. Because she got to keep some of the clothes. You have to, like, love his character, though.
He's my favorite.
The Blaine
look
character.
Look how low button that is.
His hair.
Yes. Shoot, we gotta shake it, man. My brother's all-time favorite line from this movie. Are we gonna shoot trap or what? Because we gotta shake
what
it.
What does that mean?
It is like, they're, like, skeet shooting, like Richies.
Oh,
like, rich
wow.
people. They're going...
Never even would have
trap. I thought that was code for blow or something.
You're talking cocaine, right?
Yes.
Because you know, two guys talking blow. Sometimes you know,
cocaine, drugs.
I don't know. Rich people, they do weird things like that too. They go to the bathroom together and do all sorts, blow and blow.
Out of control.
Those are great. Those are great pants.
Okay,
and those leg warmers
though,
down the bottom.
Let me just say, those.
Oh, those
boots,
are boots.
And I forgot to mention earlier when we first saw the shot of the boots. I had
there's Johnny
those,
Marr and
I had,
Morrissey. We saw him.
We just saw Morrissey.
Oh,
you guys, I'm
that?
Telling you,
was
he's
it?
Old. He's crusty, but I loved it.
Oh, it was
I loved
good.
It.
That's good.
He took off his shirt a couple times, which
what?
Was a little troublesome.
Are you serious?
But in any case, anyways, the boots.
Is he in good shape?
6'15".
Yeah, sure. But I had those boots. She has them in cream. I had them in brown. Loved them.
Oh. It's 6:28. 6:15.
No, ducky.
I love this.
Love that phone.
That's it always. Phone. I mean,
it's
6:31. It like
last time was 6:28.
Toy phone. I think I had that phone.
Uh huh.
Why did he say Andy? This is Steve.
No kidding.
On the subtitles, it says Andy. This is Steve. Ducky, I'll call you tomorrow. She totally hangs up on him. How can she deal with that? How can he deal with that?
How? Yeah, I was about to say. How can he deal? She's obviously
if
not
he knew
dealing.
Kelly Preston was out there just waiting for him, he wouldn't be dealing with this crap right
Kelly
now.
Kelly Preston?
Was
Wait,
he in some
it,
movie
is
with...
Is
Kelly
that Kelly Preston,
Preston married John Travolta?
No, you mean at the end of the movie?
Yeah.
That's not Kelly Preston, but who is it?
What's her name? No, it's...
I think it's like Kristen...
Christy Swanson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Christy Swanson, not Kelly Preston.
Yeah,
sorry.
She's really... Yeah. She's cuter than Kelly Preston.
Yeah.
You're not allowed out of your bed. I didn't wake you up yet.
Yeah, she's so
She has such a power
bossy.
Trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't eat eggs, Daddy.
No
okay.
wonder he's so helpless.
Good grief. No kidding. Okay, how are they, like, paying rent? Seriously.
Well, there might be some kind of, Well, he does have some work, and she has work, too. She's obviously contributing a lot to the family income, I think. Because, I mean, she doesn't buy anything for herself, except, you know, what she can scrounge at the five and dime store, mm-hmm. which is a line we missed earlier in the movie.
And when did her mom leave? Like, was it a couple years ago?
I think they say. I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago.
See, so that would explain, like, he probably started going downhill just a couple years ago.
Look at that. Look at that scene.
Vivid. He's so...
What, like, his pants?
Yes, his whole outfit.
She looks really cool in that dark stuff. Okay, now this is a line I think is really funny. Coming up, they talk about the computer thing in this scene instead of the scene before. And so it just kind of...
Yeah, that computer scene was totally, like...
It leads you to believe... Okay, so they did the computer scene. They stared at each other. They obviously turned and walked away that instant, awkwardly. Guess. That scene was cut. I'm not really into all this shit, you know? Why does he say that? Just he says the dumbest things in the world. And then they have the thing in the tracks in the music store. Oh, here he goes. I really liked your computer trick. Now you talk about it after the scene in the store.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah. I just feel bad for them. Obviously, your relationship is going nowhere. And just stop it right now. There we go. The movie. She pulled that response off pretty well, huh? Mm-hmm. Not too eager, but, you know, she's like, yeah, I'll do it.
Good job. Good job, Molly.
Let's talk a little bit about, do we want her to end up with Blaine, or do we want her to end up with Ducky?
The question. The right now? The question.
Well, what we're thinking?
Overall.
Or think about just this, at this part of the movie, justification?
I would say overall. Just overall in the movie, who do you want her to end up with? Because apparently, originally...
Blaine. I want her to end up with Blaine.
Originally, she ends up with Ducky. That's how the movie was written.
For real? Like, where did you learn that?
In the director's commentary, I'm serious.
He did? He wanted them to end up... That's just crazy to me.
No, Will... Oh, look, his... Steph's... By the way, what a cool name. Steph. Such a snobby name. His shirt is almost completely unbuttoned now. As far as we know, it's completely unbuttoned the way the thing is cropped. But apparently, they did test screenings with the ending where she winds up with Ducky. But pretty much all of the girls who watched it, like 90% of the girls who saw it, said, we'd rather she end up with a cute boy.
But, I bet that group were all British. I don't trust that.
British. Where does that come from?
They don't like, a lot of times they have different endings that the Brits do. Like Pride and Prejudice.
Well, wouldn't you
There was no kissing of Darcy and Elizabeth because they thought it was cheesy. Hello, it was your own countrywoman that wrote the story. Anyways, I digress.
See, okay. Molly Ringwald's character, oh my gosh.
Andy
does not even love Ducky. She doesn't love him like that. So how could you possibly, after watching this movie...
But no, well, that's really what it comes down to. She should. She should love him like that.
Why?
Because he is the decent guy for her.
And see, here's the thing.
But he's such a weirdo.
Well, no, see, he puts on the weirdo-ness. This is what I was just about to say. If he would just chill out and have enough confidence, if she would just throw him a freaking bone to give him at least an inkling of, hey, she's going to take me seriously for a split second, I think he would jump at the chance. And I think he would be a bit more normal. And I think he'd be able to show what good boyfriend qualities he has. And it wouldn't come off as the freakish friend that's like obsessed. It would come up as, wow, this really awesome boyfriend who's so into me and cares for me and, you know, is a decent guy.
Well,
but he's so much
end,
into this character, to his best friend character, to protect himself.
Yeah.
That's lost.
At the very end, it comes through, though. He's, like, not... at the very end at the prom, like, he doesn't joke around there.
Yeah.
I think it's the real him there, and he's really cool. But I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, you give the argument that I've heard so many times. She just doesn't love him that way. But at the same time, Blaine is a horrible person.
Blaine doesn't love her that way.
He does treat her very badly.
He treats her horribly. He does. Horribly. And so somehow that's never put in the factor of all these girls who love Blaine. It really is just his looks, isn't it?
Well, girl you've already, you know.
Oh yeah, not for me because I don't think he's attractive at all, but
poor Ducky.
I don't know, you guys are starting to convince me now, but I mean Blaine does, I mean he redeems himself a little bit at the end.
Well, when we find at the end, there's something else we have to check out at the end. When we get there we'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, this little speech here, that made my first Valentine's Day mix CD in 2001. I love this woman and I have to tell her. That's how the CD opened.
And then I love the line, I love her too much. He knows he's being irrational.
Uh-huh.
And he knows he needs to come to grips with the situation, but he just can't.
By the way, when we get to the date, that's when I have most of my evidence about how horrible a person Blaine is.
Yes.
Most of my evidence.
The date where they go to his stable or whatever?
No, not that date. The first date, which was...
Oh, right. They go to the house party.
Yes.
Okay.
At the house that she loves. Mm-hmm. Juice box.
I wish we used the word bogus again.
I use it. What are you talking about?
When do you say bogus?
It is so bogus that you're even saying that.
Touche. Her awful stretch pants.
I think she wears stretch pants throughout this whole movie.
Oh, look. Oh. Oh, here we go. Movie debut coming up. Where is she? Okay, well, anyway. Oh, that's a nice B-roll. There's the girl who died.
Yes, thank you.
I can't believe she died.
Yeah. I wonder what else she was in. What is her name? Her name's Jenna, isn't it? Date of death, 10th September 1985. She was in episodes of Gimme a Break.
Look, even now she's wearing like
it's awful. Her tights under her shorts.
That girl, the girl on the right.
She was in.
It's Gina Gershon.
Yeah.
Ha.
Man.
I hope they shrivel.
I didn't realize Gina Gershon was so.
I think this was her first movie. Kate Vernon, that's Benny's name. Okay. She was born in 1961. And this movie was made in 1985, so she was 24 years old.
Sad.
Yeah. Benny. Benny's my favorite chick in this movie. I would probably be dating her if I could. That look, that little lip wrinkle, that's my favorite.
Oh, gosh. But I do love this part right here where she changes her mind.
Miss Deeds. So they got a pretty lesbian looking gym coach, right? Well, I mean, did they try to find the most lesbian looking?
It seems like they were trying definitely for that look, but gosh, they could have done a lot more lesbian. I think she wasn't bad.
It was nice of them to give Andy a chance to change her clothes before she went to the principal's office. I think this scene is totally useless. We got the principal here, and she just has to make a statement about how she's living apartheid
the divide
in this school.
Yeah.
That's another reason why she's supposed to end up with Blaine, because they felt that one reason she couldn't end up with Ducky is it would be seen that the message of the movie is that rich people and poor people are always destined to be separated.
And that is pretty important, you know? The whole message of the movie would have been a little bit lost there.
Yeah, and I've always hoped to, you know, marry into something rich. So the dream's still alive.
See, and she talks about the beautiful theory of everyone living happily together.
I love that. I want to take you away this.
Do you fish?
That was blatantly stolen by Napoleon Dynamite. Hello. Not unless she likes fish.
No way. That's funny.
Okay, now, why does this guy who just comes out the door just suddenly join in on the rumble?
I don't know, but what accent was he giving off right there?
One of my... As a kid, I didn't get this joke coming up. Shit! What composure he has. He doesn't just run back out.
Mm-hmm.
But he's really taken full advantage of this opportunity. Okay, I would never go to a school where there weren't doors on the stalls. Of course, then again, I'd never go to the bathroom.
Candy machine.
Hey, we're almost halfway done, girls.
Wow.
Yeah.
Went by fast.
Yeah, went by fast. Okay, here's your favorite again.
Mm-hmm.
She looks kind of normal here. This isn't really a crazy costume that she's in.
You know what? And there's a scene, and I'll save the comment until the scene comes. But maybe it's my, I don't know, one of the scenes that I hate, and it's something that no one probably even notices, but it has Annie Potts in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll come. It'll come.
Okay.
The scene that you hate the most in this movie?
Yes, it just infuriates me. I want to slap Andy. I think it's the most... I hate it.
I can't think of what it would be.
I need to get this scene down.
I love this scene, as I'm sure many do.
This really... Okay, I was saying before... Pretty in Pink, Some Kind of Wonderful. I always found them very similar, and they're two of my very favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
But always, I put Some Kind of Wonderful ahead of Pretty in Pink. I'm a bigger Some Kind of Wonderful fan. But
really?
I will tell you that lately, the more I watch Pretty in Pink, the more into Pretty in Pink I've gotten, especially for stuff like this scene.
Oh, yeah, this is classic. Now, John Cryer was only... a teenager right here, I believe.
Okay, let's see. He always has looked really, really young. There was a movie he was in a few years after this, like two or three. Oh, look, there's Morrissey, Johnny Marr.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Johnny Marr's in Modest Mouse now. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow.
That's weird, huh?
Did not know that.
Let me look up John Cryer. Hang on. You girls talk about this scene and how awesome Ducky is.
Well, I just love his dance moves in it.
Born in 1965, so he would have been about 20 years old right now.
Oh, he's 20.
Yeah.
You know, in real life, like, if someone was doing this, I don't know, I think I'd have to talk over the awkwardness.
Really?
Yeah, like, I'm amazed that they're just watching, they're just, like, not saying a word.
Well, I'd just be laughing.
I think
really
I would be absolutely entranced.
Like, especially when he did that move, I'd be laughing.
The thrusting?
Yeah, that was good. I wonder how many takes they did.
I want to believe one.
Hopefully, yeah.
Okay, no, what I was saying is, a few years after this, he was in a movie called Hiding Out, where he had this huge beard, and he was like a mafia informant or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went undercover as a high school student. And he looks just like this. And, I mean, gosh, in 2.5 Men, he still looks really young.
That is true, yeah. He's a baby face.
Oh, I hate when girls do this.
Hmm.
I've been around girls when they're like... I mean, we heard Molly Ringwald, she's like, have you ever had one of these? I don't think so. Just the really aloof,
yeah.
Like, I can't believe there are men on this planet kind of attitude.
Well, she's struggling because Blaine is late.
After 7. I mean, the date was at 7, but it's just barely after 7 and they're really freaking out.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, Hiding Out came out the very next year. Feminine mystique. Obviously, they close at 7, they lock the door, he can't get in. Hello? Of course. I think John Cryer deserved the Oscar for this. Right here.
Oh, scene. Please.
Serious?
Okay, wait. I'm forgetting. Ooh, Lady Did they Hawk. Plan something?
Lady Hawk.
No, I don't think they planned anything.
Or he's just like, are you really seriously doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, no, because, yeah, at this point, they're probably used to hanging out every weekend. They're best friends.
Okay, I don't know. I think everybody in their life, you know, they've had feelings for someone they've been really close, like, who's a friend of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this conversation eventually happens.
Yeah, it's, yeah, pretty inevitable that...
And, like, when, like, at one of the times I've done this in my life... actually, pretty much every time I've done this in my life, because, you know, I was a little kid when this movie came out. And I saw it when I was, like, for the first time, like, a major appliance, not a name. That's always a funny line, but is there an appliance called Blaine? I'm totally ignorant to why that's funny.
No, I think there was back in the day.
Oh.
Like a brand name.
I thought he was just trying to say it sounds like a major appliance.
I don't know. Not sure.
Anyway, this speech is like the basis of, this is like a standard, it's like a template. It's a template speech.
He's trying to be tough and say that he won't be there, but he will.
Mm-hmm. And I was always nice to the other guy.
See, that's interesting, too, that
probably
he was,
I'm such a
he was
small
actually
guy.
So polite to him mm-hmm. when he bumped into him just now.
He gets his courage up. Okay, this is where Blaine's true colors come out. I love this. Mm-hmm. You want to go home and change?
I know, what a jerk thing to say, huh?
I mean, she's obviously, like, dressed up. I mean, even though it's kind of, I don't like that jacket or anything. It's actually dressed up.
I
mean,
know.
It's
so how could he?
It's like
say
a business cash.
And then she says no to going to the party, and he's like, no, let's just go anyway.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
That I hated. I hated when he did that.
It is the worst. And there are guys out there like that. I had a blind date that was hideous like that. But he was just totally ridiculous. It's like, why are you even taking a girl out? If you wanted to do what you wanted to do, then go get your friends and do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's my other favorite line. We can hang out with your friends. We can go crawl under a rock.
I know, what's up with that?
Beautiful. Smooth.
Oh,
smooth.
Man.
It works on Kate. Kate is the girl who likes Blaine that we don't really see much of, but
what? I didn't know about this Kate.
She says hi to him at the very beginning of the movie. Maybe I read too much into it. But...
Yeah, I never caught that.
By the way, look at the... We missed it. The clown on the wall. Oh, no. It's going to pan out a little bit. But look, the clown on the wall is totally pointing and laughing at him.
In the rain. And it's raining. He's all alone.
He's cold and hungry.
Okay. By the way, 9 minutes left until part two. Until we switch to part two.
When do they show Ducky's room? Where it's like the most desolate
I know.
Like room ever.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah,
up.
It's later. It's
he has like cinder blocks holding
I know.
The walls up.
That's true. And the Smiths is playing.
That's right. You can barely tell.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a dinner party. You're overdressed. Why didn't you go home and change? I've never been to a party where there are some people who are naked, some people who aren't.
Seems kind of... then you don't know how to party.
You're not in the upper class of partying.
This song is on the soundtrack.
Now, are they holding hands? I find that odd.
I know.
It looks like they are. Are they?
Yeah, she just let go. I think that's weird.
It is. I think people held hands more in the 80s.
I think so. I think so, too. And they did the back pocket grab.
You think so? Two people held hands more in the 80s?
I totally think they did. Because I remember finding out when I became a teenager and I found out, like, what relationships were. Well, I kind of found out what relationships were, when I was 20, maybe. But...
that's when I found out, too, John.
I found out that, like, holding hands is actually, like, a step. Like...
Uh-huh.
When I was a kid, I thought it was just no big deal. It was just, like, what people did. Mm-hmm. Like, when anybody was together, they held hands. Maybe not two dudes, but...
Huh.
But it's not, like, it doesn't mean anything. Like, when someone tries to hold someone's hand, it's just like, oh, well, we're just walking together, so we'll hold hands.
Uh-huh.
And so when I found out that that was, like, a big deal, I'm like, I wonder if this is, like, just recently became a big deal, the holding hands.
I don't know.
Kind of like how when my mom got married the first time, she didn't wear any diamonds. She didn't have a diamond ring or anything. She just wore her wedding band. But the next two times she got married, she had to have a diamond ring. So. Like, diamonds are way more popular than they used to be.
Diamonds are so hot right now.
They are hot right now.
At least 1.5 carats.
My favorite, the best line in the movie is coming up. Maria, you tired? You're all tired leaning.
I'm kind of tired. But I'm still watching. Don't worry. Don't worry, internet. I'm still here.
Yeah, okay. Is this Spader at his absolute finest?
It is.
Apparently.
We haven't been very good on keeping up with the storyline. We're very much assuming that people have seen this several times.
Wow.
What does she say? I'm another step away from virginity?
And then he called her a slut.
Am I supposed to believe that she's not a virgin?
Well, given that she's 40 years
wait,
old,
a moment
I'm
of,
sure she's
oh, wait,
not.
No, that's not yet. Suddenly she has the, like, the 19th century New England accent. Are we having a nightmare? Favorite line coming, right? Not that one. But it is Benny. She's gonna ruin my night. Right here. We can't say faggot anymore.
You can't.
For good reason, I suppose.
It's true. It's true. We can't say it.
So it is kind of funny to hear it in this quaint, unenlightened time. When it was just an insult. Like, that's pretty much... I don't know about you girls, but when I was a kid, that term wasn't... It wasn't necessarily used to say someone was a homosexual. It was just...
Oh, yeah,
it was just
yeah,
like,
yeah. Definitely
you're a jerk,
not.
You're an idiot, you're a...
It's a pretty recent development. Then.
Yeah. I mean, technically, you could use it. I mean, but it was primarily... It was like 80% insult.
Yeah.
Why, Blaine? Why? You don't want to be with her. You wouldn't have taken her to that party. You know your friends are jerks. Why would you do that?
Because he's a major appliance. Mm-hmm. He's a tool. there's the lip thing.
She is loves so that. Into him.
Sad.
See, but now he goes to Cats with her, you know. So he, you know, give and take.
Yeah, girl, but it doesn't make up for the jerkiness.
He was a real jerk when he picked her up, that's for sure.
Remember, this band is called the Rave Ups. It's playing right now.
The Rave Ups.
And they have a great song that we're going to play next called You Lost a Lot When You Lost Me. You remember that song? Anyway, remember that Molly Ringwald in 16 Candles, she wrote rave-ups on her binder.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. I guess the rave-ups are Molly Ringwald's favorite band, and so they...
Oh, man, she contributed a lot to this little film.
I think that haircut's taken a lot out of Maria. She's falling asleep.
Maria, I'm not falling asleep. I'm watching.
See, I told you we shouldn't have given her space to lie down.
I know.
I got the sweet spot on the bed.
Oh, whoops. The screensaver went on again. I hope the recording goes. I think the recording's okay. Ow! Okay, according to the recording, we've been recording for 50 minutes and 30 seconds. Let's see if... Oh, yeah. Okay. And so far, we're 50 minutes and 8 seconds into the movie. And we did 30 seconds before the movie, so that works out right. Right?
Excellent.
Okay. I used to hear the song on the radio all the time. Like 10 years ago they played on the radio.
Really?
It was a long time ago, but you know, the old 80s station would play this song, but they don't play this song. It's kind of funny how 80s music is still really popular, but the rotation is down to like 80 songs. It used to be like 200 songs, maybe.
Right, they only play the most popular ones. Yeah, because I've never heard this one on the radio, but...
Honey, what are you doing to the microphone?
I'm not I just wanted to detach it. Iona, that name. Ducky Dale.
Philip, that name's been coming up a lot.
I mean, Ducky is being totally irrational right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he is being a brat.
Well, it is kind of, you kind of have to do that. Especially for guys like me, because I completely relate to Ducky. Like, that's me. Ducky is me. We all know that. We all know that I should get the girl. So it's nice to see him be a jerk, you know, so that I could be like, okay, well, I guess the universe does work out, you know? Okay, we got a minute left.
Now, he's not supposed to be drunk in this scene, is he? He's just being a brat.
Yeah. He's just been sulking, and I don't think he's been drinking. You're pouting.
Oh, this is funny.
See, that's the thing. Iona can't deny the duck. She couldn't.
See, in that whole "you've been replaced," I mean, I'd be like, WTF? I'm seriously. It's like, what the... It's ridiculous.
He's
one of my favorite lines ever is reference to that. What just happened to Iona? It's gonna come up later on part 2.
I know the line. Here we go. Okay. Anyway, everybody stop the thing. Listen to part 2 right now. If I can find the stop. There we go.